This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, where Eric Chia follows quintuple patty cheeseburger. Wow, with all the fixings, we got tomato and onion on this bad boy, lettuce as well. It has been delivered. And if you want to join us here for some food and beverage, you should. Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. Jake's in Grand Prairie, basically off of Bush and just north of I-20 here in GP. Okay, latest in Cowboys-Micah negotiations, I'm pretty much totally out on, right? I'm like, okay, don't really care. You know, let me know when this thing is signed. But when the headline and the story includes teams inquiring about a trade, I think that becomes very interesting because this situation with Micah is personal enough, and enough has been said on both sides that I feel like this could end in a divorce. So I'm always trying to gauge what could the Cowboys get. What do you know about this, Wolchuk? This is Green Bay. This is Green Bay thinking this is our year?
Yeah, so Ricky Scoops, it's interesting because he is a person on Twitter that's been right a couple of times when it comes to some signings, other rumors that have gone on in the National Football League. There's been some stuff he's been wrong on, like he tried to get in last year on the Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh trade stuff, and that didn't end up happening. But he is one of these guys that you do kind of have to pay attention if he throws something out there because he does speak with at least one person in the league who's in the know. So he said there is a rumor, even though he does not think he will be traded, and we can confirm because we asked Stephen Jones, person to person, would you trade Micah? He said no. Jerry has said no. But the Packers have a very serious trade offer on the table to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons. Now, this would be very anti what Green Bay historically does. I was trying to rack my brain on like what's a big-name player that they have ever even traded for. Most of the trades would be maybe in the draft. But I can't think of a guy that they've gone out and acquired. They have traded away players, but I can't think of a player Green Bay's gone to get. But like Jordan Love and Micah seem to be pretty close. Like Jordan Love went on Micah's podcast right after the Packers kicked the Cowboys' ass. So they probably have a good relationship. And Green Bay, I mean, the NFC is wide open right now. Who is the team right now that you think is the best? I mean, Philly is the reigning champ. I think Detroit's got some questions. Could they I've got the bold prediction they missed the playoffs. Right now, the offense hasn't looked good at all in training camp and preseason. They're kind of panicking in Detroit a little bit from some of the reports that I've read. The Rams, the Niners, there's questions. So the NFC's for the taking. That could be an over-the-top type of move if they get Jordan Love to play up to his standard for Green Bay. I could see why they'd be interested. I'd love to know what the offer would be.
Yeah, Green Bay would be interested in this deal, and they'd be interested in paying the $40 million a year because the player's young enough and he's the impact player. That's where Green Bay would sit. They you know, you would think that, oh, well, the Packers really didn't want to give it to draft capital. They don't want to. No, Brian Gutekunst, and what I know about Brian is that he'd be really – he's one of these guys that if he sees like this could really help his team. And they've struggled, you know, at the time because they've tried to bring in tackles and edges and stuff like that for their defense. Hmm. But this one would actually – I didn't get this one shot down. And but that, it was because of the way the player plays the age of the player, and they're okay with the with paying that money if they had to.
Do you think the Cowboys could be talked into wanting to trade him if this holdout goes into regular season games? I mean, that's what I would be worried about. Like, we have this player, but he doesn't want to play for us anymore. But I just don't believe Micah will take it that far yet. Yeah, I haven't seen anything. Like, if he comes out and says, I'll never play for you again, then I think these trade conversations get more interesting.
Where Micah, if he really wants to do this, and I think this is would be his best avenue if he's serious about this, you know, camp's now over the Oxnard part of it. As you get back home here after this game this week, you'll have some practices next week getting ready for the final preseason game. Micah just needs to stay at home. Micah just doesn't need to show up at the facility anymore. Micah needs to show to the Cowboys that he's really serious about, fine, okay, you know, I was part of the Oxnard experience and all that, you know, fine, I'm not going to stay around. Micah has to show the Cowboys that he's willing to forego $1.8 million a week. And if he does that, then I think the Cowboys then have to look at, okay, he's serious about not playing here. I just believe that they don't think he'll miss game checks. That's where they're at. And there's people around the league that I've talked to that think this will get done September 1. That's another element to this. But I don't know. But if as long as Micah is in the building, the Cowboys are thinking he's not gonna give up, you know, he's not going to give up money.
You just slipped that in the side entry, though. You feel like people are
around the league, they think September 1st.
Believing September 1st, this is just going to, you know, drag out for the – so that gives them what? That gives them 2 days to have him ready to play? You think he plays?
I don't think he would play if that was the way that it came down.
I do think the Cowboys need to look at this and say, man, with Micah Parsons last year, we weren't even that good, you know, and we're probably in a very similar situation. What gets us closer to winning? And I do think there's an argument to be made that it would be a trade if you could get what? What are you willing to do it for? Two ones and a two?
Yeah.
From the right team?
I think, to me, you have to look at the possibility. Is there a way you can...
Three ones?
Is there a way you can get a starting corner out of this deal? Can you get a starting corner and a first-round pick? You know, I would take one less one if you gave me the opportunity to have a legitimate corner on this team, opposite of Bland right now, and it could also maybe start ahead of Elam.
It's incredible. We're at 3:07 here. I think Chief started in on that burger at about 3:02, and he is maybe two bites away. You know, Chief Bites, that's almost a full burger to me still, but I think he's about to finish this bad boy off on the webcam.
Just crushing it.
Thank you.
Yes. A legendary performance once again by Eric Chiafalo.
He needs a beach down now.
Yeah, you know, I think if you are going to be draft and develop team, it just makes a lot of sense that once you realize, okay, we got these players, we're not going to win it now, we're probably not going to win it next year, we're just too far away, get more picks, you know, if you want to draft your guys. So, you know, when you see like, oh man, we messed up a couple of drafts, we're not going to be close for a couple of years, that's when it's time to stockpile future picks, and at the same time make your own picks a lot better. But I just don't think the Cowboys want to punt on any year of trying to play 17 relevant games.
This is the thing you also have to look at about with Green Bay, and maybe you can get more from them because I've said this before, their picks are late. They're likely going to be. They get Micah Parsons. This is a team that they'll probably be for sure in the playoff hunt. Maybe even win.
Yeah,
the
you're
division.
Picking 22 and back.
You're picking at the back end of this thing, and as long as Micah Parsons is playing, then you could probably be looking at probably picks that are going to be in that variety of like, okay, if there's 18 first round grades or 20 first round grades, you're talking about players that fall into that second round category for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Micah is no better than what the players ranked him and you can get three ones, you should absolutely do that deal because they got him at 36th, right behind Josh Jacobs and Buda Baker, and right behind Jacobs and Baker, and right ahead of Travis Kelce, there's a CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons sitting 36, 35. That's just savage hating.
That's hilarious, dude.
It is.
I think we understand now why the NFL Network is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Kind of hiding this list.
There is not a single.
They are no longer broadcast.
Not a single team builder. I mean, the Packers would trade Josh Jacobs. They would throw him into the deal for Micah. There's not a single.
Well, see, that's what you,
team
that,
builder.
That's what I'd have to do. If I was into this Packer deal, I would try and get a player comparable to where that draft pick was going to be. You know, like I say, if his pick is going to be somewhere between 20 and say 27, I try and find that type of player. Who are you willing to part with? You know, Green Bay doesn't want to give you a bunch of first-round picks, but they might give you a player that you like.
Yeah, I think these players are on TikTok so much that they don't even know what the hell's going on in their own league anymore. How about that? Hey, dude.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how many players they've got voting on this thing. You know, that's always been the question mark. That whole top 100's been weird. I mean, I'm just looking at the Packers' defensive roster. There's not a lot of corners. I mean, they got Bullard from Georgia that they took in the second round at safety. Like, They've listed him as a nickel back. Is he playing some slot? I'd have to go and look. Can he help you there?
I don't want players back. I want to be horrible. I don't want starters back. If we're trading Micah Parsons, it's to be bad. And this is why it's like then.
Yeah, well, but the Cowboys don't think that way. And I don't know if they're going to be bad. I mean, they still have Dak. Oh, they traded for George Pickens.
Without
they've got
Micah?
CD Lamb. Yeah, I mean, even with Micah, I think it's the same conversation we're having, guys. They're going to have to outscore teams. Their offense is what's going to lead the way here. I don't know that there's a ton of a difference, big picture, in what we're talking about, how the Cowboys, like, they're obviously a better defense with Micah on the field. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But their keys to victory and our question marks of how this team's going to win games this year remain the same with 11 on the field and with him off of the field.
I agree. The defense is going to be a problem either way. It is just annoying to... If you're actually going to move on from him, then it's like, was it
There's
really
going to
what
be,
was the point of trading a third round pick for George Pickens?
I hear you.
There's
you
know? Likely going to be a if Micah Parsons is traded, you're going to feel very much like it's like the deal you got for Luka.
You're not going to feel like you got enough in return.
I don't feel like you're going to feel like you're going to get enough in return.
Well, I'll tell you what, especially if that's the case, and we're sending him to Green Bay,
I'm keeping him.
F that.
Yeah, like a team's got
to
blow the Cowboys away,
Green
don't
Bay.
You think? Like they have no reason to trade him.
Yeah,
he's under contract.
No reason to trade him, you know, but unless somebody comes with an offer, and again, we're talking about Dawson, and he says he's like, I don't want to be good. So if that's the case, we need to just get the picks. We
yes.
don't need to get the player. I was thinking like, how do you help? I mean, you're already taking away one of your best players. Don't get me wrong. But can you make up for it if, okay, we get rid of him. We've maybe got some edge rushers. We think that's kind of the depth of our team defensively. Maybe some of these edge rushers can show up. You could piece it all together to get enough sacks to make up for the loss of Micah. But now can you help it in the secondary? Can you get another corner that could help you in coverage or something like that?
We had a fan phenom guy. His take last week was that you should be trying to trade with the Jets, send Micah to New York, and try and get Sauce Gardner back with some picks.
Okay.
Now, that would be fun. Yeah, if you were going to talk about getting that level of player back, you know, who's just a different guy but maybe fits your team needs a little bit better but is also one of the best at his position.
And he'll bring Ice Spice to town.
I mean,
as
I
well.
Love Denver in a dream world, PS2.
Can I try and do that with the Broncos? Your relationship with Sean Payton, would that work at all? Like if I'm trying to trade for a big-name corner?
You guys already got Jahde Barron, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You guys are fine.
You guys have an embarrassment of riches.
Good.
You're a Micah Parsons away, not a 99
remember
overall.
Vaughn Miller? Do you want another Vaughn Miller?
See, the thing that other teams have to look at, though, and my guys in Green Bay are saying that, yeah, the $40 million is not a problem. But so some teams, $40 million a year is going to be a problem for that defensive
right.
player. That's going to be a problem for some teams. So you have to be mindful of who could sign a guy like that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, you know.
Because he's not going to go on a trade, you're not going to get anybody. You're going to have to get somebody. Someone's going to say, listen, if we're going to trade for this guy, we want the opportunity to talk to his agent. We want to talk to Mulligetti and see if we can get a
right.
deal done.
But so you guys are fine with trading him to the Packers? Like, that's just...
I think the Packers have to blow the Cowboys away with a deal before I'm going to do that. And honestly, anything less than what the Bears traded Khalil Mack for, we're going back now to what, 2017, whenever the hell that was. That's the only trade I can think of that's comparable. You've got a premier pass rusher in his prime. That was 2 ones, a 3, and a 6 for Khalil Mack.
There you go.
And I would argue Micah better, and he's a year younger.
Yes.
So I want at least 2 ones in this deal and a player, if that's what it's going to take.
I'd love to believe that we're in a world where the Cowboys would consider it, but we are in a world where sometimes the player forces the hand. So I guess it's realistic in that way,
yes.
But I would be shocked if the Cowboys ever dealt one of their stars.
I just, the thing about Micah, he needs to show the Cowboys that he is serious about sitting out. And by showing up at practice every day, he's not serious about sitting out.
Yeah, but I don't even think they would take that very seriously. I think when they see guys hold out, whatever, I think it would be the ultimate card to play is like, hey, you didn't get fined $50,000 a day at training camp, and then you just didn't show up week one. Like, go play with those guys you have against Philadelphia and watch what happens. And how much of a difference can Micah make? I mean, from a pass rush standpoint, a hell of a lot
big
different.
One, yeah.
You want Ezeraku to have a good year? Well, play him next to Micah Parsons. Do you want Dante Fowler to look like he's still respectable? Put Micah Parsons in there. You want Osa to look like he's living up to the contract in a pass rush way? Make sure Micah's on the field. Because otherwise, dude, there's not a single pass rusher on that defensive line that is scary in any way, especially when you're talking about playing against a team like the Eagles.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here live at Jake's in Grand Prairie. A lot going on in baseball today, and I did promise some chicken soup for your Ranger soul. I got a couple of things here for you. Should pass along Nathaniel Lowe, DFA'd by the Nationals. He is only hitting .216. Obviously, he's got to clear waivers because you can't handle that contract. That's why you traded him for Burger. But if he does clear, I'd love to see Nathaniel Lowe back. I mean, a good defensive first baseman. If Berger or Tellez struggle down the stretch, I'd love to know that I have Nathaniel Lowe in my system somewhere, as long as it makes sense for everybody involved. I believe he still has one of the best mustaches in the game, Woolchuck. So I know how important that is to you.
And I loved him. I asked a couple of people about a potential Rangers reunion with Lowe and was told that he was not super well-liked.
Okay. So they wouldn't vote for it. But, you know, our guy CY doesn't give two bleeps about that. We need a better defensive first baseman.
CY might have been one of the ones.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that would that'd be the end of that story.
Yeah.
How about we get to the chicken soup then? Cole Wynn has undergone a transformation since moving to the bullpen in 2023. He leads all MLB pitchers who have pitched at least 20 innings in ERA. I was like, am I getting butt cracked on this? Yeah, but no, it's just another reason to believe that CY has done a tremendous job with drafting and developing. And a big part of that, at least with the pitchers, is a story in the morning news that Evan Grant wrote. I would highly recommend all Rangers fans read this about your guy Keith Comstock, an industry leader in rehabbing injured pitchers. And Grant actually wrote the story like the Rangers have an advantage. Like if
cool.
you have Tommy John, your senior year of college or whatever, or before you get drafted, the Rangers are like, sweet, just let him fall to us around later. We're going to draft this son of a gun and fix his injury. And like is starting to get to a point now where it's really starting to bear fruit. This guy Comstock, a journeyman big league pitcher. He's been in baseball for 50 years. He's now 70 years old, and he's putting everything together and, like, transforming the players. I think it's like a more of like a physical therapy plus, like, the ideal incubator for a frustrated player. This guy's vibes are off the charts. Mm. He understands the game, and then he understands physical therapy. And This other dude who works for the organization, Napoleon Pritchardo, says, I'm a little bit biased, but we can make the argument the development that the player is going to get through the rehab process may be better than the development he would get as a healthy player because of how they build him from the ground up with the new athletic foundation instead of sort of being the off-balance professional athlete that's just like been strengthened by his own means up to that point of becoming a professional. They would almost prefer to tear you down to zero and rebuild you from Tommy John than have a healthy player with bad habits and maybe a poor muscular foundation coming into the big leagues. But a great backstory on him. In the minors one day, he got cut. Obviously, this was like back in the 60s or something. He convinced the team to let him be the team mascot for a day. Before he left.
So great.
And he became the first baseball player to do a bit for his baseball card photo. He super glued a ball to his body, like right in his groin area, and then looked at the camera like he had misplayed the ball and it was getting on him too quick.
So, okay, so this is the vibes that you're talking about.
Yes, this is the vibes, yes. This is a sense of humor guy and, you know, baseball guy, and obviously he knows a lot about the building up the athlete to pitch a ball better and not get hurt. And you look at DeGrom now. Look at the, and you know, a couple of the players that they just dealt at the trade deadline, they were injured guys that were prospects. They drafted them, fell into their lap because they were injured guys. They rehabbed them, put them in the minors, and the next thing you know, they're, you know, really good trade prospects, getting you Colom and Maton.
Just did the same thing in this draft.
Yeah.
Taking three guys that are going to have to, you know, get rehabbed and put back together here. So clearly this is something the Rangers are doing well.
Can you rehab some of our bats? You know, even if they're not banged up, they just sucked. Like, can you rebuild them?
What's like the Tommy John hitting equivalent?
Yeah.
The oblique.
Yeah,
the
that oblique is serious.
They're oblique. We got to figure that thing out.
You're not fixing us from an injury. You're fixing us from just sucking.
Yes.
Right? Just rebuild us.
Yeah.
Like,
come on. Pretend everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
Go see this guy. Let's get, you know, we'll build them stronger than what they were. We got the C-Note coming up here. We're live at Jake's Burgers in Grand Prairie in the top Cowboys stories as we sit 3 weeks from Cowboys-Eagles, and we're back with that here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.